Kilayim, Perek Tes, Mishnah Ches, 9-8. The Mishnah is now discussing the question of which types of textiles or which types of combinations of wool and linen constitutes kilayim, shatnas, on a deraisa level. So just to understand where the Mishnah is coming from, first of all, there are many pshats in this Mishnah, but I'm going to go with the Bartanura's preferred pshat and keep it at that. But to understand his pshat and every pshat, one has to understand how textiles are manufactured. So we're talking about wool and linen, and they're not so different in this respect. What happens is, let's talk about wool, probably more familiar to us. You have a sheep, it's got wool on its back. Imagine your own head of hair. So what happens is you shear the sheep, much as one would go to the barber and cut his hair, if you're not familiar totally. Then you have a big pile of small hairs, short hairs. So how does one convert a lot of short hairs into nice long strings and bolts of fabric, etc.? So for our purposes of this minute, we'll focus on a few of the essential stages. One of the essential stages is one has to line up all the small threads to go in the same direction. In English, that's called hackling, technically. Or you can think of it as combing. If you've ever seen a dog get brushed with that nice metal comb, that's like what it's like. You're basically moving this metal comb across the fibers and getting the fibers to go all in the same direction. And after that, one slowly feeds those small fibers into something which will twist them together. Think of it as if you've seen a spindle, that's what's going on in the Mishnah's mind. But basically, you almost the same way Velcro works, that you have individual things that get intermeshed, therefore it's sort of stuck together. And what happens is something starts spinning these small fibers together, and they get intertwined once they connect and can make sort of like a chain on a microscopic level, a chain of small fibers one after the other. You know, I'm gonna post a little link to a YouTube video. I'll find one that shows someone actually creating thread out of, let's say, wool, and then you can see how it works. But in any case, so that's called spinning, right? You're spinning it into a thread, and then once you have that thread, one is able to, you could sew with that thread, or you could take those threads and put them and weave them together in like a loom. So you basically would take half the threads going in one direction. We'll call it the warp in English, like the chassis, and then you'll have an over under weaving of threads going in a perpendicular direction, in English called the weft, in the Arev threads, as it's called in Hebrew, and that's weaving them together. So here we're going to have threads that are, some are wool, that is to say, you as I described, and some are linen. So linen is pretty similar. What happens, linen, is you have a plant called the flax plant. The plant essentially is soaked in water, and then you extract longer than wool threads, but long threads of fiber, and the same thing. These plant fibers essentially, again, are twisted together to make a long thread after you comb them, and then you'll take those threads and you can weave them or sew them together. Okay, so that's the basic story. And again, I'll post to YouTube so you can see how it looks. So the question, the Mishnah reads it. I'm going to the Bartanura gives two pshatim, and he gives the second pshat as his preferred pshat. He's going with the rush, and I'm going to go with that pshat here too. So here. The Mishnah reads, "Ein asur mishum kilayim." The combination of two kinds of fabrics, wool and linen, are only prohibited midoraisa from the Torah, ella tavui va'arug. In a case where you're talking about threads that have been both tavui, which means spun into threads, va'arug, and woven together, either woven together as I described with the like a loom, the perpendicular threads warp and weft, or sewing them in and out, you know, like knotting them together with a needle and thread. Shneamar, as the pasuk says, lo silba shatnas, you may not wear shatnas, and we're going to darsh the word shatnas to be a portmanteau, a combination of three different words, davar shahu shua tavui venuz, these three words, shua, talvi, venoz, are contracted into the word shatnas in the drasha. That is to say, according to the Bartanura, the pshat is that if you have wool and linen in combination, that wool had to be shua. Shua is going to be literally made smooth, meaning you have to comb the wool. And tavui, and you have to spin the wool into woolen threads. And then the nose is going to, you're going to weave them together with threads made of flax that have been shua, combed by themselves. And then tavui, spun into linen threads by themselves. And then nuz woven together, the wool and linen threads are then woven together either in a loom or sewn one into the other with like a stitched together. That's the Bartanura learns, and we'll stick with that, okay? Yeah, and I'm going to post a video so you'll see how it goes. So just to make sure it's perfectly clear, the Bartanura Shita is that the wool is combed and spun into pure wool threads, and then the linen is combed and spun into pure linen threads, and then those two threads are combined by being woven or sewn together. That's the din, period. Now, Rabbi Shimon has another drasha, like based loosely on the this word shatnez, and he holds Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, naloz umeliz. One who wears shanis is he turns aside, umeliz, and he causes to turn aside, who es aviv shebashamayim alav. He, the one who wears it, causes his Father in heaven to turn aside from him. That is to say, so since there's no benefit to a person from wearing shatnas, he just couldn't care less about God's Torah, so that is, you know, perverse. So we're saying here, the guy is perverse, naloz, he's turned away, he's, you know, deviant, he's off base, and he caused omeles, who, and he causes Hashem to turn away from him, to deviate away from him, as aviv shebashamayim alav, his Father in heaven from him. Okay, we're going to stop it there, because I think that's sufficient. I hope it's sufficient and clear. And I will post a YouTube video to help.